Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen or download this or any show I've ever broadcast at brucesalen.com at the radio show tab. You can also please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And of course, visit my website, brucesalen.com, where you can get my life lessons, the Because I Said So comic strip, all my columns, the radio show, and lots more. As I like to tell you all the time, I host Dad Chat, which is a tweet chat every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. We raised over $500 for the troops at our last Dad Chat. Once a month, I've been hosting charity auctions, and it's really a wonderful thing to do. We did a charity auction. The first one was for a nonprofit that distributes something they call information blankets. And these are baby blankets on which they have images of basic health care. And then under these basic images of basic health care images in the native language, in this case, Uganda, they're doing primarily Uganda these days, they have the instructions for how to take care of babies in very simple terms in the native language. And we raise money to send a dozen or so of these blankets to new moms in Uganda. And Dad Chat is not all about doing good, though I like to believe that's a lot of what we do. It's a lot about having fun and exchanging ideas with other dads and moms. And we have an equal participation from moms as well, I might add. Today's show was called Everybody Hurts. It was inspired by the R.E.M. song of the same name. And to repeat a short passage from that song, that goes something like this. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no. Don't throw your hand. If you feel like you're alone, no, no, no. You are not alone. Everybody does hurt at some time or another, and everybody needs a helping hand. And as the holidays approach, I am encouraging and challenging you to reach your hand out to someone in need, especially if you're blessed and lucky like I feel I am most every day. Somebody out there could use your help. It's a beautiful thing to do. Next week, we will have our annual Thanksgiving show. It's a special show with Pastor Drew Sams, and I encourage you to listen. It will hopefully give you some food for thought, plus there's a lot of wonderful quotes and stories in it that I really enjoy a lot. Part of the discussion of in the column Everybody Hurts was about empathy, and I stated, as Pastor Drew seemed to really appreciate, that empathy is a gift from God. The ability to care and be concerned about other people is not something that exists much in the animal kingdom or certainly in nature. Nature is pretty secular and unconcerned about who is in the way of its path, whatever nature brings us. But people have a choice. People have a choice that I believe is God-given to care about other people and to do good works or do bad works. That is a choice. When I met with Pastor Drew yesterday prior to today's show, we were talking about free will. And my wife often believes that God is in control of everything. And I asked Pastor Drew what he thought about that. And he shared with me that he believes pretty much like I do, that God put us here. But the choice and the decision to do good, to not do good, is very much in our own hands. And that's what I believe. I believe we have a choice every day. We can decide to wake up and really be positive and strong and care about other people and do good works in our life, or we can choose to be self-absorbed and not do such good stuff. What we learned in our family from the recent tragedies in our neighborhood, in our community, that life does return to normal. And as I often say, this too shall pass. So when you're going through struggles, usually they are, most of the time, they're surmountable. Of course, a fatal illness is not surmountable. Of course, if you've done some real heinous crime, it's kind of hard to recover from that. But even from that, you could then potentially dedicate your life to doing good for others as a consequence of having done something really despicable. So I believe we have a lot of choices in our life. And the other thing that we were talking about a lot is how nothing really replaces that face-to-face time. You can call somebody, you can write them a text, you can do an email. Not the same, okay, as that time in front of someone, looking in their eyes, looking deep in their eyes, seeing that they may be hurting, bringing it out of them if they can't find it in their own hearts to open up because they're afraid, they're embarrassed. If you just say, gosh, I can feel something's going on with you, tell me, I'm here for you. What good would that do? It would do wonderful good. So I encourage that in many, 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 many ways. We are out of time. I need to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is my home station manager at KZSB AM 1290. I want to thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.